My name is Brody Young Smith. I am 14 years old. Today is the 26th of November, 2018. I'm speaking with
Mark Smith,
who is my father. We are recording this interview in Los Angeles, California. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood?
I'll tell you a little bit about my childhood. I grew up in Acton in West London with my grandfather. My mum and dad were not married and separated when I was about two. I lived solely with my granddad. My mum suffered quite a lot when I was young from depression from her breakup. So my granddad is quite a strict Jamaican man, and he worked 6 days a week. And from an early age, the thing that was always instilled in me and what I saw was that you have to get up early and go to work. And he always used to say to me that it's nice to be nice and it costs nothing. So I always followed those traits throughout my whole life. And I think it goes far, so I try to instill that in my son and my kids. My childhood was very hard, but I didn't think so at the time. I was doing two newspaper rounds when I was like 12 years old. I left school when I was 15 to do 6 days a week working scaffolding. I cleaned a hotel when I was like 14 years old. So I always worked hard. I was always into sport. And the sport mentality is the same mentality I have today, which is never give up. Doesn't matter how many times you fall down, you got to get back up. And that's just going to happen to you in life in general. So I think as long as you keep these values, you know, if you can't run, walk. And if you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do in life, you must never stop, because people will just step over you and carry on with their daily lives. But as long as they see you trying, somehow people will help you if you just keep pushing and keep trying your best.
Was there someone you idolized or look up to as a child?
The person I idolized when I was growing up was probably Muhammad Ali, for his courageous personality, his outspoken self, his quick wit, his speed, and fighting against all odds, especially the rumble in the jungle in Zaire when he beat George Foreman, and no one gave him a hope in hell. Everyone thought he was going to be absolutely mullered and knocked out by the great George Foreman, and he done a rope-a-dope, which is he took so much punishment, probably had internal bleeding throughout this whole, you know, seven rounds of punishment that he took, but he did it to tire out George Foreman, and then he ended up knocking him out. It was such a huge win. He also got injured in the preparation in Zaire, I think 8 weeks before the fight, and had to be postponed and carried on. Sorry, actually, George Foreman got injured. So it got postponed and then it got delayed, and he had to carry on with his rigorous, intense training. So yeah, he's the man that I admire. And also, obviously, in that time with the whole black and white issue and the racism and whatever else that was going on in America, he always spoke his mind and just wanted every man to get on, mankind, creed, religion, colour, and just, you know, we all live as one. And as a Jamaican saying goes, one love. You know, if we all love each other and we all get on, then we live in peace and harmony, as Bob Marley would say. That's another big idol, Bob Marley. Yes, so Muhammad Ali.
You did fight in a couple of amateur fights, right?
Yeah, I had 4 fights. Luckily for me, they were KOs, so I had 4 knockouts.
Was Muhammad Ali a big impact on you to fight those fights?
Muhammad Ali was a huge impact. I like his speed, his power, and the way he prepared. So as much as he was witty and joked around and in interviews and so forth, his preparation for those fights was incredible. And anything in life, if you fail to prepare, then be prepared to fail. You have to prepare. Preparation is everything. And I realized that it doesn't matter if the person you're going against, you know, male, female, whatever person you're going against, as long as you've prepared the best you can possibly do, then your conscience is clear, and then it's battle time.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
The advice I would give to my teenage self is listen first, don't just react. So, and to slow down. So in life, when you're young, and I'm speaking from my teenage self, is a lot of things I would just like, rah, and just react without even thinking straight. But if you just take a breath, calm down, assess the situation, whatever it might be, you'll be able to handle a lot bigger situations than you ever thought possible. So sometimes just take a breath, slow down, and think. You'll be surprised.
Can you tell me a crazy story from your days as a bodybuilder?
I have many crazy stories of my life as a bodybuilder, but one was, I was 17 years old. The boys at the gym said I should go for a bodybuilding show. So me and my best friend took the train to Cheshire, which is the north of England. So very far from London where we live. I've been dieting on tuna and pineapple and broccoli for 12 weeks to get, you know, shredded, to get cut, to get really low body fat, to show the muscles. It was an under 18 show, my first show. We take the train and we didn't have anywhere to sleep. We got into Cheshire about 11 p.m. at night, and the pre-judging is Sunday morning at 8 a.m. There was no hotels. We're 17 years old, and we ended up just laying like almost in a hallway of a shop on a high street and just listening to our headphones and eating rice cakes and water because we had nowhere to sleep. And the next day we go to the weigh-in, we do the competition, which is the pre-judging and the evening show, and I won. So it made it all worthwhile. Then I went on to win the Junior British Bodybuilding Championships under 21s. I competed against every best 20-year-old in England, and I won. That was amazing. That was probably the most memorable time. 2 coach loads of people came up from London, so it must have been like 160 people, and all cheering Rhino, and that was amazing. And then to treat myself to chocolate cake afterwards was incredible. Oh yeah, and about 4 packs of biscuits and peanut butter and ice cream and chicken wings and more cake.
Professionally, what are you most proud of in your life?
Professionally, what I'm most proud of, which was a game changer for me, because from where I've come from with my humble beginnings, in terms of financially, was getting the TV show Gladiators, which changed my life. So in 1995, I'm 24 years old, and I go to a big TV network. It's called ITV in England, which is the equivalent to Fox or CBS in America. They interview me, they give me a fitness tryout, and they tell me I've got the job. The next week, they fly me to Australia, and I do Battle of the Ashes against Australia. They fly me to South Africa. I got Next thing, I'm in helicopters opening shopping malls to thousands of people. With no exaggeration, I must have signed over 110,000 Gladiator Rhino picture cards. Personal appearances all over England, where you open shopping malls, shops, businesses, and you take pictures of kids. But I definitely went through 11 boxes, and each box had 10,000. I'm very proud and very happy to say that anyone who ever asked for my autograph or wanted a picture, I would never say no. It was always a pleasure to see kids smile and make their day. So that was the big one for me. But if I had to add more than that, then it was to play the rhino in Zootopia for a $1 billion movie, and to be the rhino. So who would have thought? You come from England, your rhino is your nickname, in a TV show called Gladiators. You come to America, then you do the voice in Zootopia on a $1 billion movie for Walt Disney. I mean, that's absolutely crazy. You could never have predicted that. So I'm fully aware of how lucky I am. I'll never take it for granted.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Before I tell you about one of my most difficult moments in my life, I'd like to say one thing. Live your life with an attitude for gratitude. So always be grateful, because you never know how lucky you are, or you never really appreciate how lucky you are, and people take things for granted. So be grateful. Right, back to the question, which was,
can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
One of the most difficult moments in my life. I suppose seeing my mum in hospital when I was probably 5 years old. And then probably 7 years old, and the amount of emotional pressure she was under. And as a young child, I suppose that memory and that picture will live with me for the rest of my life. And that is what encourages me to do the best and go far and beyond for my kids and give them what I never had. I want them to go through or experience the pain, emotional pain that I went through. So I'll always try my best to make life good for them.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Pleasure. Never give up. Stay strong and believe in achieving yourself. And go get it.
Do I have your permission to publish this?
Yeah, you have my utmost permission to publish this, son. I love you.